Taxidermy has been around since the 1700s, but in the last decade or so, the art of preserving dead animals has been given new life. All across the country, communities of amateur taxidermists have sprung up, from Minneapolis to Brooklyn, and now in Phoenix. KJZZ's Stina Sieg reports from a class where people try their hand at the process for the very first time, and an advisory, the story is not for the squeamish.
So what's the very first step in reanimating a rat?
Oh, baby.
Oh. Choosing one.
Mine was a boy, I think.
Renee Harper cradles hers as though it's a sleeping kitten. He's small, white, and limp.
He's not there anymore. It's just a shell of what it was.
With her bright pink hair, bejeweled cat-eye glasses, and hearse parked outside, Harper may not fit your idea of a taxidermist. But to instructor Doug James, she fits right in to this new experimental wave he's seen sweeping through the taxidermy world, full of young people and women.
And the old generation is kind of looking at the young generation going, eh.
But not James. Even though he looks every bit old school, with his ponytail and camouflage baseball cap, and was steeped in traditional techniques in his dad's taxidermy shop, he's happy to teach whoever finds their way to this back room at a store appropriately named Curious Nature. In front of the class, he flips his rat on its back and touches his knife to its chest.
Put a little pressure, and I'm going to stop.
He cuts a fine line to expose what looks like raw chicken. And everyone else does, too.
And I'm spreading the skin apart as I go.
And go, slicing and tearing a delicate seam down the middle of his little creature. Renee Harper does not look happy. As they peel off the skins like wetsuits, there's this mix of wonder and wincing from the group.
It's pretty gross.
It's kind of gross.
But not everyone thinks so.
It's amazing.
Jessica Hager has dark lipstick, dramatic eyebrows, and her own flock of taxidermied friends back at her home in San Diego.
People think I'm a little weird. And they're like, oh my God, Jessica, what's your problem? I don't have a problem. I just have a deer.
And a deer foot. And mink. All dressed up for Christmas. Okay, it's kind of creepy, Hager says. But she loves animals and sees this as a way to preserve their beauty forever. Curious Nature owner Mason Conway gets it, though he knows a lot of people probably don't. Like so many in this new generation of taxidermy fans, he does not believe in killing animals for display.
So I don't want anything to die, but if it's already dead, and if some way I can use that and turn it into something educational or beautiful or a piece of art, you know, that's what we're all about.
Not that the metamorphosis comes easy. It takes the class hours, stuffing the insides with shaved wood and clay, threading wire through those thin, rodent limbs, replacing their eyes with black glass beads. Renee Harper just taps out when it comes to scooping the contents from the skull. Her husband takes over, and she gets on her phone to look at cat pictures.
That's my happy place. Right there's my happy place.
But by posing time, she's back in the game. Harper names her rat Borax after the fluffy white compound that's mounded like snow all over the table. Standing up straight, his arms out in front of him, Borax is wearing a shiny green scarf. And like almost every rat in the room, a tiny Santa hat.
He's like come back to life.
Jessica Hager's rat has been reborn as Elsa, the Snow Queen, complete with an itty-bitty tiara. As she fills in Elsa's bald spots with glitter, she says she has new respect for all the effort put into those taxidermied pieces back home.
This is insane. I love it.
And now she has a brand new table centerpiece, just in time for Christmas. Stina Sieg, KJZZ News, Phoenix.